them get to you.
I won't. God built me to last.
That's Chadwick Boseman and Nicole Beharie as Jackie and Rachel Robinson in 42, The True Story of an American Legend, which will be in theaters on April 12th. In that scene, the wife of the man who would break baseball's color line in 1947 expresses apprehension as Robinson prepares to make history. Jackie Robinson's legacy certainly has endured, but I'll bet you didn't know that the man who played number 42 in the movie has also endured thanks to a little help from a stunt double. Jasha Balcom ran the bases and played the infield in many scenes, and in so doing, he learned a little bit about the real Jackie Robinson. He joins me from Georgia Public Broadcasting. Jasha Balcom, welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You played baseball at the University of Georgia, as I understand it, and also in the Chicago Cubs organization. Were those the credentials that helped you land the role as the stunt double for Jackie Robinson?
Yeah, being able to, I was a base stealer. I stole a lot of bases in the organization, and being able to show the athleticism that Jackie had, and those are definitely some of the qualities that director saw in me and gave me the role.
Beyond being able to steal a base in real life, what research did you have to do in order to run and hit and slide like Jackie Robinson?
I researched or watched his movie that he did himself, and watched some old footage of him, looking at some of the footage, the way he slid and the way he would hold the bat and the way he carried himself around the bases. So we did some research beforehand, but I remember several clips of him when I was a young kid.
Were you impressed revisiting the actual clips of Jackie Robinson?
I was. I've always just admired him, and just the way he, ran the bases, and seeing him again and just being to have an opportunity to be a part of that was amazing.
I found myself wondering if we're talking about method acting here. When you were in the process of shooting the film, did you get a feel for what it was like to be Jackie Robinson on and off the field?
I did. What I saw just from the film and watching him, and once we got out there on set, seeing Chad the way he moved and how he got into character, and I definitely got a sense of what it was like, and putting on that uniform, that's when it really became real.
Well, I understand yet, but at least at one point you put on an actual Jackie Robinson uniform, a shirt that he had worn.
Yeah, the official uniforms that they wore, the wool uniforms, they were very hot, but it was the original Brooklyn Dodgers uniforms.
Tell me a little bit about what that was like, because it feels like it might have been a little, mystical.
It was. Just for me personally, from what he meant for him, me as a kid and my father loved Jackie, just the history of, having that uniform on. I was in awe just being able to be a part of that. And just seeing everybody just from the Brooklyn Dodgers and the other teams that we were playing against and seeing everybody in the uniform from that time period was so, so real.
You run your own baseball academy in Duluth, Georgia. Tell me a little bit about what you do there.
I own a hitting facility in Duluth, Georgia, right outside of Atlanta. We focus on player development from ages 6 to professional levels. We have pro clients. We do training camps. We have clinics. And I'm, as a professional swing coach, I do traveling. I go around working with young kids all over doing camps and clinics.
Tell me a little bit about what you think this film will accomplish 66 years after Jackie Robinson broke baseball's color line.
I think, this is history because even myself as a kid, I researched, I did stories, I read about Jackie, but having this story being told and from a visual standpoint and actually being able to connect and see the history and the legacy of Jackie, for me, it's very personal because, as long as I'm teaching the kids and working with my students, I've trained over thousands of kids, and they can now go say that, hey, my coach was in this film, I had a part in that, just to teach this next generation about that, about what he did and have this movie out there. I think it's going to be in history books and in classrooms for the next 50, 60 years.
Jasha Balcom runs the Hitter's Box Baseball Training Facility, and you can see him run the base paths like Jackie Robinson in 42 in theaters this Friday. Jasha, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you for having me.
Jackie hit.